1857, the Kali Temple, Dakshineshwar, 6 miles north of Calcutta. There are so many strange stories I could tell you about Uncle's boyhood. In fact, all the stories of Uncle's boyhood are very curious. It would be difficult for me to recall a single story that is not thus. Uncle was always the weft in the weave. He was singular. Chandra Devi tells how she was once holding the baby uncle in her arms as she was relaxing in the sunlight by a window when she suddenly felt him grow very heavy on her lap. Somewhat alarmed, she quickly lifted uncle up and placed him down onto a winnowing fan lying on the bed close by. Moments later, the fan began to crack. Then the bed underneath uncle started to creak and complain. She tried to lift uncle, but she could not. Uncle had become an extraordinary, an unbearable weight. Chandra Devi, and she is a simple soul by nature, began to wail. Nearby villagers ran into the house to try and aid her, but she could not be calmed until a ghost charmer was summoned. Only once he had sung a mantra to pacify the spirits could she be persuaded to hold baby uncle in her arms again. On a further occasion, I have been told how she left uncle on the bed and turned around for a moment to perform some minor chore or other, and when she turned back again, the top half of the baby's body, uncle could not have been more than 3 months of age, was hidden inside the nearby bread oven. The oven was cool and full of ashes. Uncle withdrew from the oven and proceeded to roll around on the floor until he was coated from head to toe in white ash. Ash, the dust of renunciation, Lord Shiva's habitual raiment. Chandra Devi simply could not understand how uncle, still such a small baby, had crawled into the oven, nor why he now suddenly appeared so large to her as he rolled around. Again she began wailing, inconsolable, until a local woman ran into the house and, apprehending the dreadful scene before her, scolded Chandra Devi for her terrible neglect of the child. On a further occasion, Chandra Devi had placed the baby uncle under the mosquito net for a doze. She then went off to perform some small task, but when she returned, a fully grown man was sitting under the net in uncle's place.